Here pregame between the first game of the Colonels and Chiefs this week in Peoria. Nico Horning happy to be joined alongside Chiefs infielder Cade McGee. Cade, we can talk all we want about, you know, the season so far, your versatility of positions, and the catching, which we'll get into, of course. But I want to start with a little bit of your upbringing and start for the love of baseball. Growing up in Arizona in the Tucson area, I know a little bit removed from Phoenix and the D-backs and some spring training sites up there. But what was it like growing up in the desert?
Yeah, absolutely. You can play baseball year-round, which was kind of the nice thing. Growing up, going to U of A baseball games, that was kind of what I did every weekend. And then spring training, being able to go up and watch those and even play at those facilities all throughout high school was pretty awesome. But yeah, just playing baseball year-round was something I could really just thank being from Arizona. So,
did you have a couple favorite facilities to either watch a game at or play at as far as those spring training sites?
Yeah, I would say Talking Stick was always kind of at the top. It's a newer one that holds the D-backs, and it's just really nice facility, brand new, so it was always a good playing surface.
And then as far as who you were maybe watching or rooting for growing up, was it the D-backs? Was it another West Coast team? What sort of sparked your interest for baseball?
Yeah, honestly, I like the Padres. I grew up watching Padres, D-backs, and the Dodgers. Pretty much just the NL West was kind of what I grew up watching. I probably went to more Padres games at Petco than I did at Chase watching the D-backs. So just watching guys like that growing up. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt was a big guy for the D-backs back then. He was awesome. And then, yeah, that was pretty much the guy. It was Paul Goldschmidt. So.
Sure. How did the Padres, I guess, how'd you become familiar with the Padres and going to maybe more games at Petco than you did at Chase?
Yeah, my grandparents had a camper, so we used to drive down to San Diego in that, and we would always go whenever we got the chance. So we would end up going to Petco a couple times a trip. So it was like we'd go down there for a week and watch two or three games. So, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
That's awesome. All right, and then you played through high school, obviously, I assume always as an infielder, and then carried that into Gonzaga to start your collegiate career. What stood out to you, I guess, right away playing in the Pacific Northwest and having that experience before you went to Texas Tech?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I'm really appreciative of my time at Gonzaga. I was able to actually two-way, so I was pitching and playing infield, so that was pretty awesome to be able to do, and I loved being on that team and playing in the Pacific Northwest and just being part of a winning program and culture. So it was a lot of fun, and I'm really appreciative of the time that I had at Gonzaga.
And then going to Texas Tech, quite a bit of a different environment, maybe a little bit more Arizona weather, Arizona feel. What was that like to kind of round out your collegiate career?
Yeah, Lubbock's great. I love Texas Tech and just the whole university and what it stands for. That program's just kind of one of the greats in the last 10, 15 years, so I'm really appreciative of that opportunity. Tim Tadlock does a great job, and honestly, just playing in warm weather was something I was looking for, so being able to play in Lubbock was awesome.
Sure. And then draft day. How was that, and where does that kind of stack up against maybe some other really cool days that you've had? I know everyone has their story, so maybe what was yours?
Man, it was honestly pretty tough because you're sitting there just waiting on a phone call. And so my fiance, my now wife, was with me. My parents and grandparents, everyone was there. And man, I would leave the room and get a phone call, and everyone would kind of freak out. And then I'd come back and be like, not sure. We'll see what happens. So it was just pretty hectic, but super thankful for the Cardinals and this opportunity that I've got.
Sure. A couple of years in low A with Palm Beach, and then now here in Peoria. I guess we can kind of get to more baseball specific stuff now, but what's been that change like for you from those two levels, and then having some time to kind of get situated obviously here to start this season?
Man, it's really nice to have a change of scenery. That's kind of something that's in the baseball world is just getting somewhere new and getting a feel for new fields and just kind of new teams. So getting that change of scenery has been really nice, and I'm really enjoying this league, and our coaching staff's awesome, so I'm really appreciative of this. And just being able to hit in a park that is a little more hitter friendly than the Florida State League, it's got some tough ballparks to hit. So
seems like it's usually carrying out to left field or left center here, so maybe I can take advantage of that.
Exactly.
As far as defensively, you've really showed the word versatility. I think you've played every position in the infield this year so far except for shortstop.
Yeah.
Where did that kind of stem from? Not only your ability to do that, but also your interest in saying, hey, I can go out there and and play whatever you need.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've always taken pride in my defense. That's been something that I've really, taken as a key role of my profile. So I played short, second, third, and first last year. And now during spring training this year, our farm director, Larry Day, sat me down and we just had a conversation to see about catching, if that was something I'd be interested in. So I'm really thankful for that opportunity to be able to, affect the game on both sides of the ball.
Had you done much catching prior to, professional baseball earlier on, or was that just kind of out of the blue conversation that came to happen?
It was honestly something I'd talked to my agent about. Okay. While preparing for the draft, I went to the Cape and I told some teams that I was going to start catching. So I'd put on my buddy's gear out there and start catching bullpens for teams. So it had been something that I'd kind of mentioned to teams prior to being drafted. So they brought up that conversation and wanted to see what it looked like. And I guess it's been enough to throw me back out there. Yeah. So
you've had two games behind the dish now. Maybe what was the difference there between game one and game two as far as comfortability?
Just getting a little more comfortable in the realm of pitch calling and understanding where I made my mistakes and where I can improve. Also, just being there for the pitcher. There's times in those innings where the first time around I could have been a little more, give them a little more energy behind the plate. So learning that, they enjoy when their catcher's giving them kind of that pump up while they're pitching. So just being able to utilize that and become a better pitcher's catcher, for example. So yeah,
sure. Last one for you. Just talking about this group a little bit here. You guys are a couple weeks into the season, third series now against Cedar Rapids. How has this group come together, and what are you enjoying about this squad so far?
Yeah, we've got a really just a lot of good guys. I'm really excited about the year. I think so far we haven't played to our full potential, obviously, but I think just the characters that are in this group, there's just a lot of good humor. Like, everyone's kind of boys with each other, so I'm really excited because I think that we haven't shown what we can do yet, so I'm excited for the weeks coming.
All right, Cade McGee, Chiefs infielder, thanks for the time. Good luck going forward.
Absolutely. Thank you.